You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it impacts you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now. A shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/givetech.
It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Wednesday, the 24th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. Paula Deen is one of the biggest names in cooking television. But since a lawsuit against her aired accounts of the Food Network star using racist language off-screen in 2013, her career has been in question. She's made some apology videos in the meantime.
Please forgive me for the mistakes that I've made.
But Deen's efforts have not exactly been well received, especially online. Still, the Southern cook hopes to use the unforgiving internet as the venue for reviving her career. Our own Tracy Samuelson reports.
Before her racist remarks, Paula Deen was best known for her artery-clogging recipes.
Kim and I are fixing up a burger that's over the top, even for me. It's the ladies' brunch burger.
It was a burger patty stacked with a fried egg and bacon sandwiched between two donuts for buns.
I've never done this before, y'all, in my entire life.
Starting today, for $8 or $10 a month, subscribers can get access to Deen's old shows with gems like that, plus some new content.
About 15% of Americans do look up recipes online.
That's Jerry Power with the USC Marshall School of Business. But getting people to subscribe, controversy aside, could be tough since there's already so many free cooking sites. Max Dawson is with the media consulting company Frank and Magid Associates.
Paula Deen's audience, the sort of people who really love her, they're not early adopters. They're not experimenting with new content distribution paradigms.
If they are, they're probably already paying the same amount for a service like Netflix and getting lots more variety. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.
Kickstarter has had mixed success as a tech company launchpad. While some people have contributed to the Pebble Watch and the Oculus Rift virtual reality headset and been rewarded, others have forked over cash only to see entrepreneurs bail or fail on promises. Well, ValleyWag's co-editor Natasha Tiku noticed a quiet but significant tweak to Kickstarter's terms of service the other day.
On Friday, Kickstarter changed its terms of service. It made it more explicit that backers have the ability to sue a creator of a campaign if it is not fulfilled.
Kickstarted companies could be forced to give back remaining funds on a project. Legal challenges for companies like Uber and Airbnb will give you a hint to the reason for the Kickstarter move. Tiku says this is a good thing, though. The rare occurrence when protecting a company and informing users intersect. All right, I need to admit something to you, and please don't judge me. Until this month, I had never seen the ABC show Scandal, which, like so much of today's compelling television content, seems to combine the ingenious drama of soap operas with the sleek production of primetime. Take a listen.
I'm calling her.
She said you said that.
Did she?
She said to tell you she wouldn't take her call. The only call she's taking is mine, and I'm not to call her unless, and this is a direct quote, so let me be exact. Do not call me unless the White House is on fire in flames burning to the ground, end quote. I can do this, Mr. Bean, don't worry. I'm very good. I'll handle it.
Now, even before I heard this snappy dialogue, I knew Scandal was officially a thing because while I hadn't watched the show, I had been watching Twitter. And there, Scandal is huge. Tomorrow, the show's new season premieres. Today, let's chat with Darby Stanchfield, the actress who plays Abby Whelan on Scandal, and I should point out, has her very own hashtag, Sassy Abby. Darby Stanchfield, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Talk to me a little bit, if you would, about the community of Scandal fans on Twitter.
They've named themselves Gladiators.
Yes.
They're super passionate. They're smart. They're funny. There's not a thing that doesn't get by them.
Okay. So what's an example of something that fans have caught that you were like, whoa, you guys noticed that?
I used to have this signature coffee mug that I would use in my scenes. And I think one time I grabbed, you know, sort of one of the company mugs that was in the kitchen area. And I think someone was like, wait a minute, where's Abby's, you know, mug that matches her hair? Granted, every single series regular and usually the creator, we're all live tweeting, whether we're on set or we're not working or at home.
Part of the contract.
You know, it's not actually. We're not paid to do it. It's something that we all came together. Actually, Kerry Washington was one. It was her idea, and she talked to Shonda about it, and Shonda sent us out this email that said, guys, you all need to sign up on Twitter, and we all kind of did it like, well, our boss is asking us to do this, but it ended up being the most effective kind of grassroots way to help the audience discover this crazy political drama called Scandal.
You have your own hashtag, Sassy Abby.
One of the ways that I differentiate myself from the other castmates is I basically go into character just during the live tweeting. And the way that you know is I put my cap locks on and I just make snarky comments in Abby's point of view.
How has the way that you think about being an actor changed because of Twitter? How is your understanding of your own character now shaped by the technology around you, even when you're not on the set?
Twitter specifically almost has an effect for me as a performer as like a live theater event. And that's where I come from, is theater.
Uh-huh.
You know, you have an immediate interaction with the audience. You know when something lands and when it's funny. And when I'm, you know, on Twitter, there's a visceral reaction immediately with the floods of tweets that come in about any given moment in my performance. And you know, it's as close as you can get to live theaters in doing a television show. But in terms of my creative process or how I think about my character, I would say that's still very traditional. And I, you know, have my point of view and I find a way always to love my character and tell that story.
Darby Stanchfield is an actress who plays Abby Whelan in the ABC drama Scandal. Darby, thank you so much for talking with me.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
You can hear more of our series on television and tech all this week at marketplacetech.org. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's our show today. This is APM.
Hey, everyone. It's Rima Khreis, host of This is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.